The beginning of December. It's official when you change the calendar, Craig, and you see the holidays there, Christmas and New Year, staring you right in the face. You know that it's coming. Anticipation, a lot of excitement for a lot of folks. It also kind of could be a little bit of a lonely time of the year, especially if you don't have anyone and you sometimes have to think about why is there no one around for the holiday. You see all these images of things where people are getting together. We have some help for you this morning. We've got with us Lisa Marsh Ryerson, who is the president of the AARP Foundation, which is an affiliated charity of AARP. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Bruce. How you doing out there in Cleveland?
We're doing great, getting ready for the holidays. And, of course, the winter months, even though it gets dark, it kind of has a different feel to it. But some folks aren't really as excited. They get kind of lonely. Are they really lonely or they just feel lonely at this holiday time?
Yeah, Bruce, you're asking a really important question about social isolation. So loneliness is when we define ourselves as feeling lonely or disconnected. And then social isolation is something that we can actually measure. We can talk with people about how many connections they have on a weekly basis or what is the size of their social network. Are they getting out and about? I do think, Bruce, though, as you were saying, you know, it's December 1st, and so we see decorations going up. People are kind of stepping lively on the street corners. There are celebrations of family and friends. And if you feel lonely or you are socially isolated, it's a reminder that you're in that state. And it could be a really hard time for older adults.
What are some of the things that we can do or an individual can do to maybe help them deal with an issue like this?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Bruce. AARP Foundation actually conducted a survey recently, and we found that for people who are 65 and older, 62% of the findings reveal that Christmas is the hardest time for them to spend alone, and that, you know, 91% of them would rather spend time with someone than receive a practical or fun gift. So that's my tip for all of us. As we're enjoying and appreciate the hustle and bustle and togetherness of the season, let's take a moment to reflect and to pause and know that the most valuable gift we can give is to spend some time with a family member who's isolated and or lonely, or a neighbor.
Do you find the loneliness and isolation cuts across, how shall I say, all sort of economic, social, racial platforms? It's really widespread?
Yes, it really is widespread. And certainly it's a lifespan issue, Bruce, so I'm glad that you're talking about it. We can be isolated and or define ourselves as lonely at any point in our lives. But 10,000 people turn 65 each and every day across this country. And we do know that about 17% of them are already socially isolated. So there are circumstances that and populations where we see higher incident rates. So if you're living in poverty, certain geographic areas, because of the lack of transportation, for example, in certain areas. People of color, groups that are already marginalized, the LGBT community, those are populations where we want to pay particular attention and think about interventions that would be appropriate.
You would think in these technological times that we have, where we have friends that we don't even know that we're connected through social media or people that we follow, as it were, that we don't seem so isolated. Is there a difference in that kind of connection and an actual connection that occurs?
Yeah, I mean, those connections are important, too. So I don't want to diminish them at all. And in fact, Bruce, as you're reminding me of all of those connections we have in the cyber world, one of the things we do at AARP Foundation and through our new program, Connect to Effect, is encourage people of all ages to teach individuals who are isolated how to use social media. How can they become, you know, facile with their smartphones and really be able to connect virtually? But we have found that with the increase of technology as a medium of communication, there is a decrease in, you know, what we might call the old-fashioned or traditional way of connecting, which is talking, face-to-face connection. And we need to pay attention to both.
At this time of the year, maybe people are getting down ready to write out their Christmas cards or holidays. Sometimes that's the only connection you maybe have with somebody at a particular time. Is there any other suggestions of ways to connect with some of these people or things to how to reach out?
Yeah, Bruce, thanks. I mean, I think you've hit on many of them. When you're writing your card list, include some people that maybe weren't on the card list from last year. Think about your neighbors. How about writing that card and walking across the street and knocking on a door and hand-delivering it? Just check in on individuals. You know, the gift of our time certainly helps someone who is isolated and older, but I have found every time I've reached out, it really helps me too. So there's mutual benefit and connection. If you're headed to the supermarket, ask a neighbor if she or he or if that person needs to get their groceries, and let them hop in the car with you. Offer transportation to a house of worship. If you're volunteering, take someone along. Really reach out. Find time for conversation.
We've talked to people related to volunteering in the past, and sometimes even at this time of the year when people who think, well, maybe the family has splintered or I'm not, my spouse is no longer with me, I'm sort of isolated. Sometimes it helps if they sort of volunteer in other places that are helping other people. So in other words, help others while you're trying just to socialize, and that gives back to you as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's a known spirit lifter, Bruce, so you're absolutely right. And additionally, so many organizations need more volunteers or volunteer hours, and older adults have a lot of experience and value to offer those organizations. So absolutely, let's encourage volunteerism.
And if people want to find out more about some of the things we talk about that the AARP Foundation might have to help out with this time of the year, where's a good place to go?
Yeah, let's go to the web. Go to connect2effect.org, and we have a lot of information and resources. And we also offer a really brief assessment tool that individuals can take and or you might run through for someone that you're worried about. Put in your zip code, and you'll be connected to resources and tools.
Sounds great. Lisa Marsh Ryerson, president of AARP Foundation, thank you for the time this morning.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a wonderful holiday season, and thanks for reaching out to those in need.